Covert Social Profiling. In the 1990s, Nicholas Negroponte, a researcher at MIT's Media Lab, came up with a cool idea called the Daily Me. Picture this, a personalized digital newspaper that tailors articles just for you. Let's say you're into cycling. Well, the Daily Me would serve up front-page news about cycling events and even hook you up with deals from local bike shops. Over at the Media Lab, they were also working on movies and TV shows with different endings. You could pick which ending you liked best. But here's the scoop. The Daily Me isn't quite a reality yet, at least not like Negroponte imagined. But hold on to your hats because that day is coming fast. The advertising industry is now using computers and the internet to gather tons of information about individual consumers. They use this data to send ads that match each person's interests, aiming to build loyalty and boost sales. This trend is picking up speed, helping marketers stop wasting money on ads that won't work. They love how digital tech makes marketing more efficient and precise. If you don't like getting targeted ads, you can choose not to receive them. That's what marketers say is enough. The digital dilemma. According to Negroponte's Being Digital, digital media promises to empower consumers by offering tailored content. However, this potential harbors a darker side, affecting individuals and society. While social networks and digital communication seem harmless, they actually conceal a grave issue. Obscure companies are covertly gathering intricate data on consumer behavior and preferences. These activities, conducted stealthily through detection and data mining, remain largely unknown to the public. When marketers take their aim at consumers to the next level, a new problem crops up: discrimination. Some marketers are already diving into this territory, offering better deals to certain customers. Imagine if your boss got a sweeter deal than you just because they're higher up the ladder. This kind of marketing could deepen the cracks in society. If people knew how this advertising worked, many would be fuming at being sorted into categories that hurt them when it comes to getting good deals. The impact of targeted advertising on traditional media. Media buyers who group people into specific categories are hurting traditional media like newspapers, magazines, radio, and TV. These media have always brought people together to talk about important social issues beyond just personal interests. Advertisers used to pay to reach big audiences through these outlets. But now, with the internet, advertisers can target their ads very precisely. This makes traditional media ads less important and less likely to stick around. Explore data depths. Today, many companies dig deep into our online lives for information about us. Take Repleaf, for instance. They gather data from all over the internet, including social media and blogs, to learn about people. With data on over 400 million individuals, Repleaf focuses on predicting how financially trustworthy someone is. Then there's NextJump. They provide discounts to millions of American workers and rank them based on their spending habits. Advertisers use this ranking to tailor special offers to them. These companies are just a glimpse into the world of data mining, where our online actions shape how businesses see us and target us with deals. Imagine a typical American family with three kids. They love eating out, especially indulging in fast food. But soon, their love for quick bites comes with a catch: a flood of discount coupons from fast food chains. As they keep munching on unhealthy treats, their inbox fills up with weight loss programs and diet pill ads. The 15-year-old daughter feels mortified receiving texts about dieting, while her dad grows increasingly annoyed. Whenever he browses online car sales, he's bombarded with ads for budget vehicles, while his boss gets pitched luxury sedans. It's a scenario that might seem like fiction, but in today's digital age, it's all too real. Media buyers marching forward in procurement. Once upon a time, media buyers were the underdogs of the advertising world, doing the grunt work nobody else wanted. But as times changed, so did their role. Companies like Carrot in France, Western International Media in the US, and John Ayling and Associates in the UK stepped up their game. Instead of just buying airtime, they started using fancy research to plan campaigns across lots of different places, newspapers, TV, and even online. Slowly but surely, these media buyers and planners became the big shots, taking over the whole communication process. The folks who used to be in charge of coming up with catchy ads took a back seat. On the web, advertisers have hit the jackpot by closely tracking what users click. They've discovered that tailoring ads to fit individual consumer profiles works way better than the old-school approach. What's the trick? Data collectors are quietly gathering info on your online habits, analyzing every click you make. And guess what? You might not even realize it's happening. Here's the deal. Advertisers are using over 800 different characteristics to customize ads for different groups of people. It's like they're playing a high-stakes game of matching products with potential buyers. But here's the kicker. Most folks being targeted have no clue they're being watched so closely. Balance privacy, public expectations, and legal requirements. In today's digital landscape, key targeting information often stems from media companies, commonly known as publishers. However, there's a murky side to this. These firms aren't always transparent about how they wield this data. Some even delve into sensitive realms like health, mental well-being, medical history, and sexual orientation, areas many believe should remain private. Take Medicex Media Solutions, for example. They can access anonymized health insurance claims and mesh that data with online and postal records. While they can't pinpoint an individual's exact home, they can narrow down their search to a handful of residences or a particular section of an apartment complex. The crux of their expertise lies in stitching together information from various sources to create a bigger picture that surpasses the sum of its parts. How companies use your data for targeted marketing. Companies gather information from public records, like taxes and census data, and mix it with data from your online activity, collected through cookies. Even if your identity is hidden, they can link your cookie to your real-life details, like your address, through forms you fill out online. This is legal and on the rise. Why? Marketers love it. With this detailed info, they can offer personalized discounts. But here's the catch. Retailers don't want you to know they're offering different prices to different people. It's not about discrimination, it's about not wanting you to game the system. It's a game of cat and mouse, with companies storing your data until they spot you again online. So, while you might think you're anonymous, companies are keeping tabs on you to offer deals tailored just for you. Build by bonds. Marketers aim to pinpoint people with specific buying habits and offer them great deals. Why? It's all about creating lasting bonds between buyers and what's being sold. Think of it like this. When you get a good deal on something you like, you're more likely to keep coming back for more. Social media like Facebook plays a big role too. It's all about friends connecting and sharing stuff they love. Each friend becomes a potential customer, making the circle even stronger. Marketers like Rashad Tabakawala, who heads the interactive arm of Leo Burnett, Giant Step, see personalized advertising as a way to avoid paying hefty fees for content. Tabakawala prefers paying only the bare minimum to place an ad where it's seen by the right people. This creates a headache for traditional media companies like the New York Times, which need to charge a lot for ads to cover their costs. While some online platforms can make do with lower fees, big newspapers can't afford to follow suit. It's a tough problem with big implications for both businesses and society. When media outlets struggle financially and cut back on services, other players step in to fill the void. These often take the form of content farms, cranking out loads of online articles every day. One major player, Demand Media, churns out thousands of text and video pieces daily. They don't consider their content creators as writers or reporters, but as contractors, helping them keep costs low, smartphones. Media buyers acknowledge they're not yet at their dream destination of reaching every consumer with tailor-made messages, but they're getting closer. The rise of smartphones, set to become commonplace, presents a big chance for better targeting. Back in 2011, companies spent just a fraction on mobile ads compared to internet ads. But with smartphones spreading like wildfire, there's a clear opportunity ahead. Navigating the new marketing landscape. In this ever-evolving marketing landscape, there's a big issue at play. Some folks feel downright uneasy about being tracked and targeted online. A hot debate rages on whether people should have the choice to opt in or out of having their info scooped up for targeted ads. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission, FTC, acknowledges that in today's digital world, gathering online data is just par for the course. They lean towards an opt-out approach, where folks who don't want to be targeted can simply say so, and companies should respect that. While the FTC knows not all companies offer this choice, they stick to their mantra of self-regulation. Navigate the maze of privacy policies. Corporate privacy rules, often lengthy and confusing, leave consumers scratching their heads. Critics argue they do little to safeguard privacy and only add to the confusion. Understanding what protections the government offers and the liberties marketers enjoy is a challenge for many. With data mining already well underway, some experts believe it's too late for significant change. In the United States, it's as if the train has already left the station. Customers can take important steps to protect themselves in the digital world. For instance, it's crucial to educate children about the full impact of technology from middle school onwards. When encountering ads, people should be able to access explanations about how their data is used for marketing purposes. Regulators need to assist internet users in avoiding third-party tracking, as the lack of basic government oversight allows commercial competition to dictate the rules. While the specifics of regulations are up for debate, officials should urge citizens to stay vigilant about advertising practices and their broader effects on society. Legislatures need to enact regulations that ensure fair competition among businesses. Key points. 1. Nicholas Negroponte envisioned personalized digital newspapers in the 1990s, foreshadowing today's targeted advertising. 2. Digital media offers tailored content, but also raises concerns about covert data gathering and discrimination. 3. Advertisers use detailed consumer data to personalize ads, impacting traditional media and societal dynamics. 4. Companies like Repleaf and NextJump employ data mining to predict consumer behavior and offer customized deals. 5. Privacy concerns arise as companies track online activities, offering personalized discounts while avoiding transparency. 6. Marketers aim to build lasting bonds by offering personalized deals based on individual buying habits. 7. The rise of smartphones presents opportunities for even more targeted advertising in the evolving marketing landscape.